a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy. Holmberg's
Morning Sickness. Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
I think this is hilarious because I don't know who one of the people, obviously you know who Charles Barkley is, but I don't know who one of these people are. Alexi McCammond. I don't know if you guys know who that is. She's an Axios reporter, which I guess she does stuff for MSNBC. Is Axios left,
legit?
Heavy left? I don't know. She's got a name and she's in on all this stuff and she's talking politics with some people and the great Charles Barkley came by and she posted on her page that Charles Barkley said to her after saying some things, "I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you." Now, she went crazy, of course.
What started that?
Well, he said something about liking a guy named Deval Patrick. Is that somebody running for president? It could be.
Must be.
And then it was pointed out that he once loved Pete Buttigieg, and again, since he loved Pete and this and that, and she reminded him somehow or another that he was a Deval fan and all this stuff. And they're like, they're just basically saying, "Oh, I thought you liked this and that." And so she mouthed off just about a comment and then said on her Twitter page, "FYI, Charles Barkley just said, I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. And then when I objected to that, he told me I can't take a joke. There's almost no time when I will break an off-the-record agreement, but this is not okay. It was because he came in talking about how he loves Deval Patrick, and once someone from Pete's campaign came around, he said he loved Pete, and I reminded him previously that he said he'd love someone else." So basically, she called him out for being nice to everybody.
Oh,
so he's like, "Oh, I love Deval. I think he's he can." And by the way, political weirdos, you can like two candidates.
Sure.
You're totally capable. Like, I love this Pete guy. I love this Deval Patrick guy. I like these people. I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
Probably not far apart anyway.
Because guess what? We got a year to decide. That's the whole point. So you can sit. Now you're supposed to whittle it down. So then she went on because people are kind of giving her a little heat. There was a video of them talking. "I hate being part of a story," she said. "So here's a reminder that this is bigger than me. 20 people a minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical abuse."
Here we go.
Here we go indeed.
That's her. That's what she looks like.
He didn't do it.
This is the sticks and stones thing that I've been on for years now. What happened to that? He said he wouldn't hit you. That's progress, right? That's isn't that...
Well, like, technically he said he would. He said, "I don't hit women, but I would hit you.
You're one I would hit, but of course it's wrong, so I'm not going to do that."
You'd be in the front of the line.
But
if
I would
ever
definitely,
did that.
If I started hitting women, if I started a new campaign against everything I'm for now, which is I hit women, you would be punched for what you've done, for being a dick. And so basically she went around being a dick at a social setting where it's like, "Hey, Brady, how you doing? Oh, man, no, I absolutely love Brady. I think he's good. Hey, Toledo, love you." And then Tim Hattrick comes in. "Oh, there's Tim from KNX. Absolutely love his show.
I thought you said you liked the Brady show."
I do.
"Well, then you told him you liked his show. Which is it?"
Oh, you're a dick. You're a girl dick. So you're protected by being a girl dick because I can't hit you. If you were a man, I'd tell you, "You know what? Socially unacceptable what you're up to. If you want to keep it up, we'll have a problem. Why are you stirring this up?" She's the stirrer.
She's
anytime an interview, all of a sudden the person that's being interviewed feels like, "Oh, this is a gotcha interview."
Yeah.
Like you're going after
this
him.
Wasn't an interview.
Yeah.
This is just people chatting together.
Or a discussion.
He just came into the room.
He came into the room and said, "I like this guy and I like this guy. I like multiple people."
"Ah, you're only allowed to like one."
All right, well. You know what I'd like to do is punch you square in the face, but that's not allowed. So I think it's progress. To tell a woman, "I think you're being a horrible dick, but because you have this force field of femininity around you, I'm not allowed to punch you because I'm a decent person."
It was hilarious. Everyone laughed around it. That's why she's so mad.
She's mad because she got made a fool.
At her expense.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she made to look like a fool. Yeah. And then she finds an article from 1990 and posts it. "Penn State lost its home opener to Texas in September, and a grim-faced Joe Paterno, 63, a paragon of wholesome American sportsmanship," well, that's different now, "ended his post-game conference with a smile and says, 'I'm going to go home and beat my wife.' Coach was joking, of course. Charles Barkley was joking, too, after the Sixers almost lost to the Nets in November. This is a game that if we lose, the 253-pound 76er star said, you just go home and beat your wife and kids and everything feels better. So she digs this article up and slaps it on. So he made her – everybody after Charles spoke did things like this. You're the best, Charles! Great one, Charles! And she stood there and fumed. I have to destroy him. Nobody makes a fool of me. Well, Charles did, and nobody's on your side. We've got to slow down just a little bit. We've got to slow down. And now people are going after Charles. All morning you're going to see it. Karan J. Phillips, who is on Alexi's side, said, Barkley once told a room full of people in 2017 that black women shouldn't report sexual assault until they are in power positions. I don't even know what that means. Everybody's just digging up old Charles Barkley things. I tell you right now.
If you're minimum wage, you have no chance.
This is a bridge too far. If we're going back and retroactively attacking Charles Barkley for all we've all laughed at and goofed with over the years, none of us are allowed to do anything. Because Charles has had that kind of, come on, guys.
Why can't the woman just fire back? You're so fat and slow, you wouldn't be able to hit me anyway. I mean, throw something back.
You know
back
what
at
you
him.
Wouldn't hit me with? A championship trophy.
Right,
because you
exactly.
don't have one.
There's a million things
but
you can hit
we're
him with.
We're men. We're funny. We're faster. She just got mad. We'd come with a zinger. Ooh, Charles just nailed me. Ouch. Tummy hurts. Hey, Charles, the good thing about you hitting me is when you ball up your fist, it won't leave a championship ring mark on my face.
Bam.
That's crazy. That's a good one. Let's get drinks. You and me as friends. We're best friends now, Charles, because of our insults. That's how men work. We insult each other and then look at side-eyed and go, you, that was a good one. That's how it works. You want to be in a man world, be like equal to us and equal and treated the same, then you got to get into the insult game with us. We like that. You don't make us change, but we're going to. And if Charles Barkley is a target, we're all done. Nobody's safe. Because Charles is bastion of free speech. He has been the one that you could turn to and go, he'll tell it like it is. And he's safe to do so. And he's not going to apologize unless he's completely wrong. Like, completely wrong. If he apologizes, that means the world's... He was right. You can't take a joke. That's what he said. Oh, you're just being a baby. You can't take a joke. Settle down. Now you made me want to kick you, too.
You start bringing back old interviews sports from the, you know, I mean, that old in the 90s or what have you, even if they're the joking around.
90s.
And stuff.
I watched a rerun of 30 Rock the other day, and Jack, played by Alec Baldwin, turns to Liz Lemon and said, I would very much like to punch you right now. You need to leave. And she leaves the room, and I'm dying laughing because at that time he
By the way, written by Tina Fey.
It's her show. And all she does is bash women on that show. Like all the it's hilarious. It's a hilarious show. One of the smartest comedies ever written. And it's Tina Fey because she's like gets it. If Barkley's on, then the dominoes start to fall where some of these people we've trusted to be able to just say what they want. We're like, they've got a pass for some reason. Comedians are done. I mean, they've already gotten a target on him, but they've skated through. But the Chappelle thing, they've tried to knock him around a little bit. They're going to be tougher to catch. But then you're going to go back to rock stars, music. I mean, this is a book-burning, word-killing generation of weirdos that can't take jokes. That's the problem. Your safe little nest of child, you know, safety. That don't say nasty things around my... They have to hear it, because when they hear it from somebody else, it's not going to be enough to go, okay, boomer. They don't feel that that's enough. Oh, Charles Barkley is safe. We need to have a rally for Charles if this thing gets out of hand. And 600,000 Phoenicians will march because that's what we care about in this world.
It's
tell
not
each other.
Get out of hand.
It's got some people.
There'll be some other story today.
I hope so. But it popped up this morning. And this shouldn't have even been a story in the first place. This is between some lady who can't handle herself, evidently, and Charles Barkley actually saying a very forward-thinking feminist thing. I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. That's a man under control. A man who hits women wouldn't have even said anything. He'd have just hit her. I think we're in a better place for Charles to announce, I would never hit a woman.
The key point is that first part.
I don't hit women. Let me make it clear. I don't hit women. But If, in fact, I
hold
did,
my beer.
You would be the one I would punch. That's a punchable offense.
If we lined them all up, you're at the front
you
of the
would
line.
Be, right now, it could change, but right now, you just took over the number one AP poll, coaches poll, top spot of women I would hit if, in fact, I did hit them.
And it's a pretty unanimous vote.
Yeah, and everybody around me is laughing because they agree. I say things people think. That's why I have a job. I'm a verbal athlete.
But yeah, he said he didn't hit you. You were under no threat whatsoever. Sticks and stones, lady. But she went crazy. And started, because it's her moment in the sun to go after a giant kill like that. That's a big fish to try to take down because you feel like you've been wrong. It's going to backfire. You start taking down the Charles Barkleys of the world. For language, we won't tolerate that. That's when the say nothing people are like, oh, the world's gone crazy. That's when the say nothings will have action. We'll defend Charles. We've done it all the time. And when he spit on that guy who was giving him grief at that game and it hit the kid, he came out and said exactly what he needed to say. I'm sorry that hit the kid. I was aiming at another man. Like, I meant to spit. That I meant to do, but I didn't mean to hit that kid. That part I apologize for. I was probably wrong. I was spitting into a crowd. That was dangerous. I shouldn't have strafed it. I should have pulled him aside and spit on him individually. Because I did definitely want to spit.
Normally, I'm a good spitter.
I'm very good at spitting. No, I do not spit on children on purpose. But sometimes when I strafe spit at an asshole, it hits a kid. And that's not right.
Strafe.
Maybe he'll pull that one out. I don't spit on kids.
I don't spit on children. If I did, I would spit on yours.
You'd be first.
Your kid is horrible. I've said that before, I think, to you. Yeah. I don't hit kids, Toledo, but yours needs one.
Yeah.
That day he was ruining things in my home. And I disallowed one kid in my house. My friend Jeff's son was so awful. I'm like, he's just not allowed in.
He's been banned?
He's not allowed in the house ever again. I mean, they moved away, and he's still a little too close, and the kid's got to be pushing 17. I'm like, I'm still not comfortable that he
How
could
many
show
bans
up.
Do you have? I know Paul can't go because
Paul can't go
because
of
the bathroom.
Peeled paint off
That's
the walls
a good
in my
point.
Toilet. I only got like two or three bands.
Any
mostly
Steelers
children.
Crowd been banned? One girl.
A couple banned. She's banned.
Yeah.
Do you have a list? Like a
No, but I know them by sight.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I visualize them.
There are pictures in
you're
the front.
There's no need for that.
Kind of like Major League Baseball banning those two hot chicks. You just know when they show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can't have this person here. I've had a friend ask for a ban to be lifted off a guy. And It's in a quorum.
It's
in a review process. I didn't ever say lifetime ban. I just said he can't come back.
Can you appeal your suspension to?
Yeah, I've had it appealed. Yeah.
Really?
Chris Kelly, who works here, sort of banned. He got really, really drunk, and then the Steelers lost a game a few years ago very badly. And I'm like, you're the problem. This wasn't a fun day because you.
Was he a dick or something? Or what?
No, he just went from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour drunk.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Well, I'll show you a video of yourself. But yeah,
go to the tape.
But it wasn't because so much his behavior was bad. It was because he was new. He became the focus, and the Steelers got killed that day.
Oh,
by
he was
Eagles.
He was trying to dance around. And
well,
be
we
the
had an Eagles
attention.
We had an Eagles fan there, and he liked her. She was an African American girl, and when she started to kind of rebuff him, he started to say things not mean. But like, and I got worried that it was going to go down a
this
different
road.
It never went down that road. It never did. But it could have because he was like, he's like, I like her. And I'm like, uh-oh, drunk Chris wants
to. Oh, and she put a stop to it and he
Yeah, and then he
pissy.
Started getting a little, he didn't get pissy, but he got a little loud. And then I'm like, oh boy. It was funny. I'm not going to lie. He's still funny. And then.
It took away from the game.
But the game itself was so bad that I didn't really care. That can happen every weekend. What he did was not too bad. But he was drunk. He dropped a glass. And then. And then the team just got shelled. And I'm like, that was your first time. I think you need to not come back. And then the Steelers went on like a 6-game winning streak that year and ran them off. I'm like, it was Kelly.
They're a little wishy-washy about this band.
It's Chris Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you don't.
That one's not a band.
You don't need to come back.
That's not a ban. That was more of a, why don't you take a few years off? I'm not banning him by any stretch. I like him. But I don't know that I think he's, it just felt like he was bad luck, you know? You have those guys in the bar.
He felt
like,
bad.
We need you to go. You're just an energy drain. He just killed it. And everybody pointed out later. And I think it was more of just a group of people going, who was that one dude that was just being so goofy? And I'm like, oh, it was Chris. He got a little,
Yeah, I know. We don't need him back anymore. That was bad luck. It was still an okay day, but he's not really banned. He's just kind of, we've got a flag on him. And he hasn't ever, you know, like come back. Like he doesn't even say it. Like I think he knows. We text each other still. But he was a bad luck charm, and I think he kind of feels that. Otherwise, Doug's wife, Katie's bitch friend's never allowed back in the house. She was horrible. I kicked her ass right out.
So her appeal process?
Banned her forever. And then she tried to make good at the end, and I made a... I think I said, I don't hit women, but if I did, I think I pretty much said that to her. I told her I would bounce her off every wall in the house if she talked to me like, I'll bounce you off every wall in this house. You talk to me like, this is my house.
It's my birthday. I'm not even supposed to be here. I didn't know I was coming here.
I'm like, well, let me do you a favor for a birthday present. I'm going to order you an Uber and get your ass out.
Katie, can you believe he's talking to me like that?
I can talk to you however I want. I pay the bills.
Katie, I looked into him, and in 1996, in his first radio job,
I said
he
it.
Did horrible things.
I've done horrible things since 1996.
It was her special day, John.
And
yeah, something.
She's the princess.
Doug and Katie took her to my house.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a good idea.
She's wearing a Cardinal shirt.
It's your birthday?
The Steelers,
we're going to tell you someplace.
Steelers are playing, I don't know if it was Baltimore or something else. She's wearing a Cardinals shirt. I wear a Packers shirt. That's my second favorite town.
You should get to punch Doug in the face. Just
I almost did. I told Doug.
That's his fault.
I did wander over to Doug, and I'm like, you need to handle this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is your friend you brought to
you
my house.
You show up, let your wife take the friend on her birthday.
Katie did nothing. Katie was worried. And then a Me Too moment when Skip Gattaro... well into his 70s, said, well, move that big bucket of chips so we can see her before Holmberg kicks her out. Because she did have big cans, and she thought those were carrying her, and they weren't anymore. She didn't look good anymore. So, yeah, I banned her. She's banned forever.
Her personality made her look uglier and uglier.
Well, that and that, you know, the years haven't been kind.
Move the chips!
So the cans were still huge, and she knew that. She's like, I better keep these dressed up. But the rest of her, you know, the bundt cake surrounding her waistband, that wasn't helping. And the attitude was just atrocious. I don't hit women, Brady, but I understand what Charles is saying. If there was any day I would have hit a woman, it was awfully close to that one. And then that lady at that zombie walk that tried to pull my finger off. I was holding those balloons that I was leading that thing. And
that was close.
I nearly punched her. I called her every name in the book. I had to get a cop. So you got to get me away from her. Get her out of here immediately because I'm about to go off. She kept jumping on me and ripping things I had tied to my fingers and trying to run with them. My finger almost fell off. It's horrible.
No, no ban on her, though, if she came
over.
She
just
won one game, maybe? Like if she was cool.
Yeah, she can watch from the bottom of the pool. I don't kill women, but if I did,
you'd be at the top of the list.
She would definitely have been on the list. So what Charles said was in control and smart, and Alexi McCammond, you deserve that. And don't start bringing statistics of how many people are beaten. He didn't touch you. It didn't touch you. We are in such a weird, fragile condition. And let's not say that it's all these, you know, youthful millennials that are, they get the snowflake tag. I saw on the news yesterday. We are now protected. People over the age of 40 are now protected. And you always have been, but from something new, from age discrimination in the workplace. So if, in fact, you have a younger boss that ever says, okay, boomer, that's against the Act for Age Discrimination, and you have a justification to go and file a discrimination suit.
Sweet.
How hurt are you by that?
Not.
Okay, boomer. When you say, you know, you make a reference like, well, you know, hey, you sound like Ed McMahon when you laugh. Who's that? I said, you don't know who Ed McMahon is? Okay, boomer, with your references. Oh, yeah. You call me a boomer, but it is like if they did it in a job interview. Oh, you want this job? Okay, boomer, have a seat. Then you got something because the guy's clearly taking a look at your age and making a judgment. But a joke at work? Because one guy, the
it's
story.
It's kind of like getting when the person is doing it, like I'll laugh the first time if I hear that
right.
Person is serious when they're saying it. It's like when you're going up to them and like, what can I get you, boss? That kind of
well,
thing.
Well, sort of.
No, this
similar
is different.
Feeling.
This is an ageist
this
thing.
This is an ageist thing in the workplace. If somebody says, what's up, boss, they just...
It'd be like you getting all pissed off because I just made fun of your glasses or whatever.
Right.
Like,
yeah, well, so if you said,
fired
look at the old fart needs his glasses to see. But you're too old to do it. But if a young, virile
chippy
person with a future did it, then I'd be like, now, hold on a second. This guy's got hope to be a manager or is my manager right now. And he's calling me an old fart. I got no chance to progress in this company because he already sees me as past. So, in a way, if it becomes a problem, but if somebody says, okay, boomer, the problem came when the guy was filling out a sheet and it said gender, male, female, and then it listed a couple others. And he goes, there's two. And the girl in charge goes, okay, boomer, there's not. And he looked and he's like, I'm not fitting in here.
That's kind of a dumbass. Just mark down male and move on.
Yeah, don't make the stink. Don't and then on the other side as a manager, a just say, fault. Just mark down the one you are. But as a manager.
Shut up about it. You're trying to get a job, dummy.
Everybody needs to shut up. No, he had the job. They were filling something else.
Oh, they were filling.
So, yeah, his manager.
But you're sitting there trying to make a point about something.
His joke about, hey, if I don't hit women.
Right. Well, now, did, you're he made a joke.
He's making a joke.
She made a joke. Yeah. Maybe. Either way, he
Well, it depends on how he says it. There's two.
Even still, he just said words. There are two. He's right. Okay. The rest are mentally.
I'm with you, but, there's no, but that's not the place.
Hold up and go, and there's only two. But okay, boomer. Oh, geez, no. But he can't get upset.
He should be able to take it because he's throwing that out there.
He made one, too. Right. So everybody's sticks and stones world is starting to collide together. If we could just be cooler and just on each other verbally more often instead of this nonsense where we have to. Now what you've created is a world of people talking behind your back. Like really mean.
John,
I can't say it out loud, but I trust you. And I think that Josie is a.
Oh, me too.
John, I think it's 5 years old, but can we go back to your thing about acknowledge female?
Acknowledge female. We got close to
is
that.
It 5 years old?
No,
already?
It's only like two or three. Okay. Still, it was right in the heat of the whole Harvey Weinstein. And prior to that, we had a couple little, wait a minute, moments. I'm like, we can't talk to him at work anymore.
John, I got fired for that same thing. A woman who was not in my department or even in the same field as me told me off at work. And after long after she left the room, I said, God, I want to punch her in the face. Next day, got fired.
Oh, well, I'm not supposed to laugh at that?
What?
That was hilarious.
Who did he tell it to? Who did he say that?
He just said it under his breath as he walked through with his fist balled
somebody
up.
Heard it?
Somebody must have heard it, yeah. He said he wanted to punch her.
He's going to punch Alice. I better say everything. That's a threat.
That's hilarious.
Man, keep your head down, people.
Keep your head down. Don't whisper anything. Mutter to yourself. You know who's had it right the whole time? The goddamn homeless. Walking around, punch her in the face, and you turn into shivering. That's a freshman. Whenever Yosemite Sam got mad, he had the kind of control to just start speaking gibberish with his rabbit.
You kind of encourage danger. You go down there in that sales pit and start yucking it up with those ladies.
I yuck it up with them, but if they ever try to touch me, I square them up one time. You touching me, lady?
You're walking the tightrope, John.
I'm all right. I do, and I tell them, I'm like, I know the balance of power here as far as your vagina's concerned, so I'm not going to mention that twice.
John, I love our old guys. All I'm doing is praying that OJ weighs in on this Charles Barkley thing.
Hello, Twitter world.
You know what I like?
Charles Barkley said some bad things to a woman about hitting him. Nobody should ever hit a woman. There are alternatives. Hitting her leaves marks.
God, that's awful.
Yeah.
I remember when I said...
I used to hit Nicole a lot, and she took pictures of that.
If I were ever stab somebody, I don't stab people.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just do like me? When a woman makes you mad, leave, wait for them to go home, sneak around their front yard, slaughter them and the waiter, and then get off. Anyway, I got a tea time.
How is OJ among us? He needs to be in jail.
But Charles Barkley may be someone that has to go.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
He's not socially acceptable for
time. Well, he did throw somebody through a window.
Right, and as it turned out, that person deserved it.
He was an asshole.
Yeah. That person was, you know, bothering him.
But being an asshole doesn't mean
it doesn't give you the right to
pick.
Right. It doesn't give you the right to pick somebody up and toss him around. But that guy was going and going and going trying to get Charles mad, and he did. He woke the bear. That was like 1994. And chucked him through a window. He's like, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm glad I did. I'm sure he felt good about it and then felt, man, I'm going to probably pay for this. And he paid. Anyway. It's way too, it's, you know, if you're, look, you can't be bothered by somebody saying, okay, boomer, unless it's literally a promotion meeting. Oh, the boomer's here. What do you have to offer? Well, I thought I was up for the job. Yeah, right, boomer. Now you got a boss who's going to get fired. But if somebody just in passing and you say, hey, I thought there were only two genders, giggle, giggle, and you make the joke and they're like, whatever, boomer, it's a new world. You can't be upset about it. Stop being so outraged. It's like you're looking for it.
It's the new version of all the different ones you grow up with, the sticks and stones. Oh, you got burned.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Face. People would say it all the time. Face. I remember Ryan McClellan was the kid in fourth grade that taught me face. I didn't know what that was. But I told somebody something, and they shot back, and then I zinged them. And I don't remember. It was me and Don Collins. And we went back and forth, and Don looked at me and said something. We went back, and I zinged him. And then Ryan goes, oh, face, Don, face. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to start doing that because evidently that's cool.
It's still a thing.
And it still goes on.
Kaylin comes home all the time. Like, you got burned. If somebody says something, yeah. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize this was still going on.
You just got torched. And then that used to make you want to fire back. Like, oh, I got burned, did I? Imagine if you ever recorded like people playing the dozens or Yo Mama jokes and stuff. The horrible things that are said during that. And then it's like, but if you ever did it at work, just joking around, and you told a mama joke, like if Doug and I tell mama jokes to each other and somebody overhears it downstairs. And
why would you tell mama jokes?
Oh, Doug and I are always on that. We're rolling dice. And
why would you? That's just mean.
I tell mama jokes. Oh, right.
Okay, boomer.
Your mama's so not here. That's it. I don't have a punch. I just made a general statement of fact.
HR!
Eric's mama's so not here.
How not here is she?
No, that's it.
Oh.
Susie just looks at you. Wow.
Well, your mama's not here.
It's a factual statement.
I don't think you really did anything wrong here. Anyway. And also, yeah, this guy points out, he said, in that article, she points out intimate partners are hitting each other. I don't think she and Barkley are intimate, or does she just admit to something? That's true, too. Her article's like 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9
they
men.
Could have been.
Intimate relationship. Oh, very possibly. She's not ugly. Maybe that's what I should have done. I should have had sex with her. That would have done it. Of course, then again, she's got dignity, and the last thing you want to do is have sex with a lady with dignity.
I'm against dignity.
I like when women throw dignity out the window for sex. Neither of us have any rights right now. We're both naked. Anyway, so don't go after Charles. Charles is a keeper. And until he says something that actually matters, he didn't hit you. He said he wouldn't hit you. I've said, how many times have we all said, I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to hit you. I want to, but I'm not going to hit you.
Or even when you do say it. Like, it's not like a serious thing.
Right. Until you hit him.
Right.
Unless you chase him around with something, with your fist balled up, and say, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to hit you. You're really not physically doing anything. Oh, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
But I've said that a billion times. Abuse, John.
I think I said it to Jill downstairs the other day. She's going on. I'm like, I'm going to punch you square in the face. We're done here. And we're joking, I think. I was kind of bothered by her. I will punch you. I will punch a woman. That's Anchorman. And, God, I've watched those Cheers reruns. That show isn't allowed to be ever rerun again without Snowflake World going bananas. All they do is sexually harass Diane, and then it moves into the Kirstie Alley years, and that's just flat verbal rape on a regular basis. Not to mention, they make jokes about everything that's taboo.
Yeah, but to be devil's advocate, that's kind of their point, that's something that shouldn't have taken place.
Like, shouldn't have.
Wrong.
Jokes?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just
the reason they're joking to do it on the sitcom you're talking about.
Going, yeah, going to the moon, Alice. Like
All
yeah.
in the Family yeah. or something.
Hilarious. Right.
I don't know about All in the Family.
He never hit her. He just said one of these days. But it never happened because everybody deep down knew he loved her too much to ever punch her to the moon.
Sure. I don't know.
He sure felt like
you
it.
Say it that much.
Oh, we that all want to punch him to the moon. And yeah, to say I mean, you don't.
And then when you hear the stats, yeah. Like, uh-oh, there's people.
No, the stats at my house are zero.
No, I'm just talking about in general. When people
stats in general.
I don't apply to those stats.
Zero.
You know what? I'm helping that curve way low
by
not doing it.
I mean, that's an awful lot. He said it a lot.
He wanted to punch Alice. But you know what? Think of the kind of control that Ralph Cramden had. He wanted to punch that woman every night, Tuesday, live TV. It was written in every week, I've got to punch her, but I can't. Because I love her too much. And then what did he say at the end of the show? Baby, you're the greatest. So she was scared to death because it was a bipolar relationship. But you know what? She stayed.
It's a weird dynamic now. I mean, you want the younger generation to be better than you, to get along better, less, no racism, no, you know, everything to be.
You're not going
to
erase it. You're going to
create
quiet.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. And that's the problem. They're going too far one way. They need to
almost gone the other way.
It's not society's job to teach you no racism. It's in the house.
Sure.
And the more people that get told by society not to be racist who are racist are going to be more racist. They're going to entrench them in it. You're going to make them worse than they were before because they're being told no and they're unintelligent people being told you can't.
I don't know.
And that makes people in the South and in West Virginia and all these other places that were free and clear to throw a wide blanket over and say they're all this way. You can sit back and say when you're told, hey, society doesn't work that way anymore, they fight back. They fight back with what makes them tick.
Yep,
that's all you're doing.
But it all comes down to individuals.
It's all parenting.
And so, you know, if you're upset about this generation doing things a certain way, well, who raised them?
Right. Oh no, it's our fault. It's my generation's fault for raising these puss cakes who are constantly concerned about everything. It's like stop being so concerned. Instead of raising them to go, yeah, the world kind of stinks in a lot of areas. You're just going to have to learn how to navigate around it. Instead of saying it doesn't exist at all or trying to erase it.
Sure.
You just say, oh, it's out there. You're not going to be like that. You're mine.
Here's how to deal with it.
You represent me. You're carrying my name.
And there's a lot of positives, too, that we never talk about, like how they know to avoid student debt or like they're better at saving money.
Right. But again, that comes from our learning experiences being passed down.
Sure.
Yeah. Not necessarily from society saying, hey, look, you can still get a student loan.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And you should.
But for the most part, like smart, they've seemed to have been a little smarter with certain things, and that's
right. But that's because we took the burns. We get torched by it. We're like, whoa, we got to turn around and say that. But student loans and debt and things like that, again, that's in the home. You're not going to eliminate it. They may be smarter, but they're not going to eliminate it. You're still going to have dumbasses who are in debt, and that's going to continue forever because once you allow it, it's never going to die. It's not going to die. There's just going to be harder to get fleeced, but they'll find ways around that.
So the guy who got fired for wanting to punch the gal that was at his workspace in the face replied back and said, by the way, John, I just realized my issue. From listening to you, I am black.
Oh, yeah.
I got fired for saying that.
As a black.
Charles is black, so he got in trouble because she was scared. If it was an Asian guy or a small white guy, nothing would have happened. They'd have laughed it off.
But 6'5", 270 is definitely a little more intimidating. You go, if I punch women, I would punch you. Be like, oh, Jesus. Angry black man's going to kill me. Yeah, you got fired for being black.
Hold on, John. What does bang zoom even mean?
Well, he did the motion.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, if you watch The Honeymooners, bang zoom. One of these days, and he had his fist all balled up. But the audience was just like, hit her! Hit her! Oh, he loves her too much. Baby, you're the greatest. And we loved it. And then you turn to your kids at that point. Go, he never hits her. But your mother makes me feel like I should hit her every once in a while. I never hit her.
How can you say stats don't matter? Do you know the launch angle and how hard you got to belt abroad to get her into Earth's atmosphere?
I never said stats don't matter. I'm saying that Brian Kenny has made it hard to watch baseball and abuse, evidently.
I say, look at the launch angle. In.
He came up from that angle. It's a 47-degree angle, and I mean he laid into her. That's when she left the Earth's atmosphere and started to head towards the moon at 197,000 miles an hour. That's amazing.
There's no threat on that swing.
He's spraying her to all fields.
John, don't forget in your favorite episode of Cheers when Sam and Diane repeatedly slapped each other.
They got each other back. Yeah, and then they kissed.
There you go. That's the end.
She slapped Sam and unexpectedly hit her right back. That's equality. Cheers was ahead of its time. So we're just too bothered by everything. Just, you know, kind of mind your own. That's what I'm saying. Mind your own. And don't you dare go after Charles Barkley. He's awesome. And unless he does something obviously bad. He just said he wouldn't hit you, but you're on the list.
There's some good YouTube videos out there to teach you how to behave for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, plenty. Yeah, go to YouTube and help that out. See how good your generation's doing with the way we're raising them. I've seen your kids on YouTube. I see them when they have a Bluetooth nickname. Yeah. They've learned no racism. You've done wonderfully. Everybody's raising a racist-free society. Just go on the internet. These kids don't know anything about it. It's a marvelous thing you've created. You haven't made it more taboo like chewing gum in school, where now they think it's more fun to quietly do it in the shadows. Brilliant. Brilliant. I love that stuff. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a house, hit up the website, ELOteam.com. We got Avenged Sevenfold up here, STP, Rage, Seven Dust, Anthrax, Killswitch Engage.
This lady says, look, I've literally threatened to go to your React Defense classes, take Tactical Black, just to be able to knock my husband out.
Do it.
Why is that okay? And she's right. Why is that part all right?
She can threaten I think me. It's great.
I think if Charles Barkley said to that girl, I promise you this, by the end of the night, I will have attempted to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
You won't know where.
Charles Barkley just threatened to kill me. That's illegal for a reason. You can't threaten someone's life. That is the thing we get upset about. I don't kill people. If I did, you'd be on my list. He just told you he's not going to do it. You got nothing to worry about. Let's go with The second I see
seven
denial.
Dust.
The second I see denial, I sing it. So there's Seven Dust is always solid. Nothing wrong with that. All good. Are they in town today? They're usually in town every day.
They're not.
Every day Seven Dust plays somewhere in Phoenix. I've seen them countless amount of times. Sometimes I was up on, Thomas and like 32nd Street, and there was LeJean on the side of the road doing Black. He was doing a really good version of it, acoustic.
Getting ready for his Thanksgiving gig at the Barrel.
Yeah. Back a few months ago, I saw him dressed as the Statue of Liberty, singing Denial, trying to get me to go to a tax place. He was very good. Very good. Good stuff. Love Seven Dust. Once you get me going on Seven Dust, too, this becomes a trend. Start riding my bike and playing Seven Dust all day. That'll get you driving fast, man. But we don't necessarily want you driving fast. Just enjoy this music. Keep your eyes open. Roads are wet and everybody's sleepy.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?